All eyes will be on Vice President Kamala Harris today as she makes her first campaign appearance since President Joe Biden said he would not run for re-election. She'll be in Milwaukee today. It's Tuesday, July 23rd. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, an air show kicks off in Oshkosh. Kids in Milwaukee say goodbye to the steam train at the zoo. And from reporter Sarah Lear, a deeper look at what scientists are hoping to learn from the discovery of ancient canoes in Madison. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break.
Wisconsin Today is a perfect way to stay current on Wisconsin news, including headlines with context from around the state. It's your support that makes it possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Milwaukee today. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, it will be one of her first public appearances since President Joe Biden ended his re-election bid and endorsed her candidacy for the White House.
Just a day after Biden announced his decision and a month out from the Democratic National Convention, the vast majority of Wisconsin delegates have already pledged to support Harris. That includes Milwaukee area delegate and Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Ann Jacobs.
Our delegation was talking about the importance of supporting the vice president, her incredible qualifications for the role.
Harris's supporters also include prominent Wisconsin Democrats like Governor Tony Evers and U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. Harris's visit Tuesday will be her fifth to the state this year. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Oshkosh is set to see an influx of hundreds of thousands of people this week for the Experimental Aircraft Association's annual Air Venture event. As Joe Schultz reports, local businesses are excited for the foot traffic.
Appleton resident Sherry Borowski has been coming to Air Venture since she was a little girl. Now she and her husband bring their children. One of their favorite spots to watch the air show is a small field connected to a parking lot of a nearby business.
You get a nice view. You get a chance to talk more, I think, to the people. But like my daughter has special needs, so it's easier for us. It's cooler.
A few miles away, Fifth Ward Brewing Company estimates it does 25 to 50% more business during Air Venture. Here's Ian Wenger with the brewery.
People just kind of realize that we're here, you know, new people realize every year, and then we'll come back the following years after that. So it's slowly building here for sure.
Air Venture has an estimated annual economic impact of roughly $170 million. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The annual air show was also the site of a tragedy yesterday when a plane crashed near the grounds, killing the pilot and a passenger. The plane crash happened in a farm field south of the EAA Air Venture grounds. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Office says it occurred just after noon on the first day of the week-long event. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports the plane was engulfed in flames when responders got to the scene. The names of the two people have not been released yet. Despite past controversy over approving a replacement, the process of filling a long vacant federal judgeship in Wisconsin appears to be moving forward. Earlier this month, both of Wisconsin's U.S. senators turned in paperwork supporting President Joe Biden's nomination of personal injury attorney Byron Conway to U.S. District Court. University of Richmond law professor Carl Tobias believes the full Senate could vote to confirm Conway before the end of Biden's term.
Nominating and confirming people is going to be the central thing that Biden is going to be doing as he wraps up his service. So that all cuts in favor of Conway and others moving forward in the Senate.
Tobias says the bipartisan support for Conway in Wisconsin is significant. That's because 2 years ago, Republican Senator Ron Johnson blocked Biden's previous pick for the post. The last steam engine at the Milwaukee County Zoo is leaving in October. Margaret Faust reports the new engines will run on diesel fuel.
The train ride at the Milwaukee County Zoo is a beloved tradition for many families. The attraction is there to stay, but two of its steam engines are moving to a living museum in Wisconsin Dells. They'll be replaced by two diesel engines. Calvin Schickel is in charge of rides and attractions at the zoo. He says the new diesel engines will make maintenance easier and offer more rides.
A little less carbon emissions A little more efficient, a lot more powerful. So it kind of allows us to not only run a cleaner operation, but a more advanced operation.
The last chance for a train ride with a steam engine at the zoo is this fall. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, some of the oldest canoes ever discovered in North America were found at the bottom of Madison's Lake Mendota in recent years. Scientists are using the discoveries to help advance the understanding of indigenous cultures that are thousands of years old. That's coming up right after this break.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it's time to donate. It means that WPR is important to you, and you are important to us. We're listener-supported radio, which means we count on money from people like you to make the programs possible. Make your first-ever contribution today at WPR.org. Thank you.
Over the last several years, researchers have identified pieces from as many as 11 ancient canoes. These were found submerged in Madison's Lake Mendota. The dugout vessels are among the oldest ever found in North America. But as Sarah Lear reports, the canoes could be just the beginning of what's left for archaeologists to discover in the depths of the inland lake.
3 years ago, while diving in Lake Mendota, a maritime archaeologist glimpsed the end of a carved log sticking out from a sand shelf. That log turned out to be a 1,200-year-old dugout canoe. Amy Roseborough is now Wisconsin's state archaeologist. She remembers watching anxiously as a dive team dragged that waterlogged but mostly intact vessel to shore in 2021.
This is something very, very special. I may not have another moment like this ever in my career. This may not be something that Madison ever sees again.
But Madison did see it again. Less than a year later, divers pulled the second, even older canoe from Lake Mendota. Radiocarbon dating placed it at 3,000 years old. At the time, it was the oldest boat ever discovered in the Great Lakes region. That's until this spring, when the Historical Society announced that fragments from as many as 9 other canoes have been found in that same stretch of lake bed. The youngest canoe in the Mendota cache is 800 years old. The oldest was scooped out from Elmwood 4,500 years ago. Florida still holds the record for the continent's oldest dugout canoe. That one is more than 7,000 years old. Still, curator Torben Rick of the Smithsonian Institution says the Wisconsin canoe cache is remarkable.
It's an amazing find. I mean, outside of Florida, I don't know of any place in North America that has anywhere close to this concentration of preserved dugouts.
For Bill Quackenbush, the Ho-Chunk Nation's historic preservation officer, the canoes are a physical manifestation of the tribe's oral history. Those stories describe the tribe's presence in the area since time immemorial.
We didn't survive, you know, thousands of years here. We thrived here for thousands of years.
The canoes, Roseborough says, are further evidence of a millennia-old indigenous civilization in what's now Wisconsin's Four Lakes region. She's sending divers out later this year so they can look for more clues.
Maybe this will show us houses. Maybe this will show us storage pits or cache pits down there, and we can say, okay, here's the village. This is why there are canoes at this location.
After years and years at the bottom of the lake, the canoes excavated in 2021 and 2022 took on the spongy texture of a sopping wet bagel. Now they're sitting in the State Archive facility in Madison, soaking in a waxy substance to preserve their shape. Samantha Sauer of the Wisconsin Historical Society leads the way past heavy doors to the room where those canoes are undergoing preservation. Fans were in the climate-controlled warehouse.
We want to be mindful stewards of all of our collections, and part of that includes security. So you're going to hear beeping throughout the way with our different locks to allow us access.
Eventually, the two boats will be freeze-dried so they can be displayed at the Wisconsin History Center when it opens in 2027. But state archaeologists believe the rest of the canoes at the Mendota site are too fragile to excavate. They'll remain at rest under the water while researchers try to learn more about them using non-invasive methods. That includes working with Quackenbush of the Ho-Chunk Nation to map the depths of the lake with what's known as ground-penetrating radar. A few years ago, Ho-Chunk members recreated a dugout canoe from a cottonwood log. Quackenbush and the state's archaeologists believe they'll be able to shoot radar through the bottom of that boat using a GPR device. And maybe that new canoe will connect Wisconsinites to more of its ancient counterparts. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that's today's podcast for this Tuesday. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Mentzner and John Davis. We'll be back again tomorrow with the latest news about Wisconsin and the world. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care.